Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Star Psychics Blog Talk Radio. That's stars with a Z because we're special. I'm Stars Cash and I will be your host for tonight, taking your calls and setting up the reading queue for the second half of our program. This evening we will have another great topic, so please relax and enjoy. After our topic discussion, we will be ready to take your one question mini reading live on the air or in the chat room. For now, on with the show.
Hello, I'm Stars Belladonna, and today I would like to talk to you about emotional alchemy and what it is that emotional alchemy really is. It's basically our emotions taking over and what we can do to change the outcome of the feelings that we have. Now, I got most of my research and information off of internet and books, psychology books, energy books. Basically, we're going to talk about triggers, solutions, and techniques. But first, I want to explain to everyone what a true emotion is. Dictionaries will give you different definitions. But I like the one from Wikipedia best because it best explains what exactly happens to us during an emotion. An emotion is the basic term for a conscious experience that is characterized primarily by reactions and mental states. An emotion is often associated and considered to be influential with how a person is motivated to feel at a particular time. An emotion is often a driving force behind motivation, whether it be positive or negative. What is happening to you physically, according to Shakta, triggers a positive or negative experience mentally, which is called an emotion. We branch out to four basic emotions. If you look up in Wikipedia and you look up emotions, and on the right-hand side of the Wikipedia part, it gives you every single type of emotion that we go through on a daily basis. I broke it down to four different types of emotions because these emotions are emotions that we do feel daily. These are love, fear, anger, and joy. And from these four, we branch out to other emotions: sadness, happiness, depression, confusion, guilt, even mood swings. When we are at a point in our lives where we start out and we're having a good day and something automatically changes our moods. Now, our moods are triggered by different things that occur to us. So you can be having a happy moment and someone can ruin it by either bumping into you or just basically not knowing that the other person is doing this to you. Automatically your body reacts in a way like, why did that person do that to me? Why am I feeling this way? And we start to ask ourselves a lot of questions. And emotion is very broad and it's very, very hard topic to actually get a lot of it into this. So I'm going to start off with fear. When we start off with fear, fear is one of the four basic emotions, and it's felt when there's threat of danger, either mentally or physically. We tend to protect ourselves. And even though the fear is there, what we can do is we can try and get to the root of it. Not always will you get to the root of the fear, but you will feel better once you know what exactly is occurring. The instinct with fear, our instinct is to protect ourselves. We become defensive. We become, we can't even become aggressive, just to defend ourselves. Our next emotion I'm going to talk about is basically love. Love is a very strong emotion. It's an affection of a personal attachment, either to an object, a person, an animal, something. It's how we live our daily lives. Many people just love to go outside. People love to read. It's love of everything. But most importantly, I want to stress love of self. When we're giving out so much of what is in us, we tend to lose ourselves in what I like to call an emotional chaos, where your mood's right up and down, you don't know exactly what's going on, you fall in love, you fall out of love. These are things that we do daily. It's an emotion, it's there. We may not recognize that it's there daily, but it's definitely there. And love can cause another emotion, which is also pain, falling out of love, like I was saying before, or falling into love, or being loved, not being loved by someone you love. And things like this can cause emotional pain. Sometimes emotional pain can become physical. You may not feel well. You may not feel straight, right at hand. You think of ways of how to get this going, like you want to get rid of the feeling, you don't want to feel anymore. But some of us, I'm going to say especially women, we tend to become very, very emotional creatures. And it's our way of nature. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. As where men tend to control their emotions a little better than women can. I don't know exactly why that is, but I do know that that doesn't mean that they're not feeling what we're feeling. They're feeling the same, they just can't control it better. Our next emotion is happiness. And happiness is an emotion that one feels when they are physically and mentally in a state of well-being. It's a feeling of great joy. Now, we can feel happy for the slightest things, anything. We can just wake up happy, having a happy day. You're doing your daily routines, you're enjoying yourself, listening to music and stuff like that. And sometimes happiness can be interrupted by one of the other basic emotions. Anger may trigger you, like something may occur. Anger will swoop in and take you right off your happiness, and you're trying to get that back and you can't, and you're trying to figure out, you don't want to be angry, but then again, you can't control how angry you are. And these emotions that we feel are not exactly things that we cannot overcome. This is where alchemy comes in. Alchemy is basically change within anything. But we're talking about emotional alchemy, so therefore we're talking about the change within us. A lot of things can give you triggers to change your personality, your emotions, everything changes when you're taken out of sorts. Triggers are naturally there. It's inevitable. You cannot get away from a trigger. A trigger will always happen. Something could trigger a memory. Triggers are just, that's what they are. They're just triggering you to feel different things. Now, one thing that I forgot to stress is we are able and we are very, very capable of feeling more than one emotion at a time. You could feel happy and scared. You could feel fear and excited. You can feel guilty yet content. These are things that we go through all the time. And some of us, I really wanted to talk about this topic because some of us have trouble with empathy and sympathy and anguish, agony, anything we're feeling. We have trouble sometimes, and we misconstrued those things that we're thinking about during those moments into something else. And we can control our minds. We can control our minds to a certain limit. We have the capability of changing the sorts of things that occur to us. We can take it as, okay, you're going to let it go by. You're not going to think about it. You're just going to ride the wave, as I call it. The solutions comes from And this is all part of the change. This is all part of the alchemy. Solutions is working with what emotions we have at the moment and what we can do to control that feeling. Try to separate the different types of feelings that you're having. It's not something that it's done very easily, but it's something that reflects on us. It's something that only we can do, only something we can change. That's where the alchemy part comes in. And it's not always an easy topic. It's not always something that we can get to, but emotions are so strong that emotions can make things occur. I'm not going to say change the weather, but you can change, your personality will change because of all the things that you're thinking or all the things that you're going through at one point. And the point of it all is basically leading into people like empaths, psychics, astrologists, people that work with elemental changes, people that work with alchemy on its own, people that work with clairvoyance, psychokinesis, mediumship, intuition. These are all part of things that we are capable of doing. Some of us are very in tune and some of us aren't. That's why we have intuition. And most of the time we can tell ourselves, okay, I'm going to follow my intuition. Sometimes your intuition is not exactly correct, but I stress it mostly to, like, really, really listen to yourself at the moment of what you're going through and what it is that, you know, you're trying to overcome. And basically, what we can do within the change that we have is really, really feel out what it is that's going on in your mind, in your heart, in your whatever it is that you're feeling, whatever thought is that you are going through, reflect on it. Look at yourself in the mirror. Ask yourself, should you be feeling this? Is it worth it? Is the pain worth it? Is the fear worth it? Is the hatred worth it? I'm not going to say joy. Joy is always something that we should always have. We should live a joyous life. Why shouldn't we? We're human. We're going to feel. But joy should always be the number one part in our lives. Joy of children, joy of family, friends, anything you can turn to. I'm going to talk about solutions now. And solutions basically are little things that we can do, like I was describing. You know, ask yourself exactly what's going on. You know, ask yourself, do you really want to be in the state of mind that you are in at the moment? And some things you can, I'm not going to say to read, a lot of people aren't readers, but there are books out there, self-help books, there are even websites that you can go to, there are many things that you can do to understand what it is that our bodies are trying to tell us, or what our minds are trying to tell us, or why our personalities change the way that they do. And, you know, some of us go through depression. This is another reason why I wanted to stress this, because not knowing what to do at that moment, not knowing what it is that we have or what it is that we go through, depression is definitely one of the major, major problems that we have. And I'm going to say in the United States. A lot of it has to do with ourselves. Anxiety may kick in. Depression holds us down. It holds us from feeling. It holds us from being true to what the nature really, really is. And it keeps you from getting to the root of the problem. I've read psychology books. I have read books on basically types of emotions that will make us or occur in our lives that we can feel that we're not going to be able to change it. But whatever is unchangeable, always remember that there's always something you can hold on to. There's always some thing that will pull you out of where you are. And I speak from personal experience where I lived a very long time under a depression of wondering where, why, who, and what was happening to me. Why did I do the things that I did? Or basically, why was it happening to me, you know? And I came to the conclusion that only I can change that, because it's my emotion, it's my feelings, it's me who has the thought and the ability to change what is happening. There are different techniques. Meditation, I stress meditation a lot, because meditation can put you in a state of mind where you're calm and you're safe. You're safe within yourself. In meditation, we can change anything we want, because it's our mind, it's our time, it's who we are. And you can change anything you want during meditation. And I want to touch a little bit about natural abilities that I've come across. One of them is empathy, clairvoyance, and I was saying before, psychokinesis, psychism, mediumship, of course, the most important, and I will stress this very clear, the most important is your intuition. Your intuition cannot be wrong, but you have to learn how to listen to yourself. Your intuition can lead you to places where you've never been. It can make you live a content life. No one's always happy forever, but you can be content with who you are and be happy with who you are, who you become, and not succumb to other realities that aren't really there, like fear or hatred for things that you don't need to be feeling. Fear is in the mind. Fear will always be there because it's an emotion that we hold dear. Fear of commitment, fear of challenge, fear of personal danger, fear of a lot of things. Fear is always going to be there, but we can control it. We can control it through so many different techniques. Like I said, there's a lot of information out there that people just do not bother to listen to. Excuse me. As a psychic and as a mediumship, I will say that it took me many, 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 many years. I'm going to say about maybe a good 18 years to get to where I'm at today. And I've been through depression and I've been through anxiety. I still go through mood swings. I tried to control that as best as I could. But when you really, really want help, when you really, really need the help, the change is there. There's so many things. Like I said, this is a broad topic, and being that it's only half an hour, there's so many other things I can get into, like different energies, different elements, different abilities that people carry inside themselves that don't even realize that they have. It's so big that we can't really, really just sit down and go through each and every one. But if you have the time and you really want to know, look it up. I suggest you look it up or you ask, call Star Psychics and you ask. I mean, us as Star Psychics, we are here to help you. We're not here to just sit here and just do nothing. We're here to help you. That is one of the main reasons that you come to us, because we can give you answers. It may not be the answers that you want, but they're answers nonetheless. It may not be something that you really, really wanted to hear. It can be something that, you know, you didn't want to go through or didn't want someone to really, really go deep into it and find out for you. most of the questions that I get as a psychic are, you know, what's going on in my love life, or will I get another job, or I get simple things like that. But I also do, on the side, do get people that are struggling with so many different types of emotions that they're having, that their energy is completely off balance. Now, not only does emotional alchemy go deep into this, but it also talks about the reasons, the purpose, the stuff that we go through, the, again, I'm going to say reflection. It lies within us, and we have to go through it sometimes. I mean, even us as psychics, we go through it. We go through it daily. Just because you have a reading and the reading says yes, remember the outcomes can always change. Everything is always changed. Around us, everything changes. The world changes. We change. We grow into better people. We grow into bad people. We grow. We change. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter how young you are. It doesn't matter what you do. What matters is knowing yourself and knowing deep inside that you have the ability, the power to change your outcome. So if you get a bad reading as a psychic, you know, you get a bad reading, don't take it out on the person that's reading you. You're asking the question. We're giving you the answers. Like I said, anything can change. The outcomes will change. It doesn't always happen the way that you want it to happen. That's not necessarily bad. The universe tells us and speaks to us in many, many different ways. And that's why we have astrologers and people with basically doctors, medications. And I don't suggest medication for anyone, but I do basically do stress to get to know yourself better. I wish I could go into deeper roots, but I can't really without going into other topics. So basically, we as humans, we feel. Even animals feel. And the reason I include animals is because some animals have the ability to carry emotions, human emotions even. Some people may not see it that way, but if you're an animal lover and you speak to your animals understand what you're saying. Your animals know that you love them. So they're able to feel what we feel. You know, your mind can take you into a certain place where you really don't want to be. You can become overwhelmed, which is a burden. You know, we're human. We're tending to feel no matter what it is. But you can, and you will, if you put your mind to it, change the outcome. You can change who you are in just, I'm not going to say in a matter of hours, but you can change who you are in a week. You can go buy a new wardrobe. You can do things to make you smile. You can do things to keep you at a level where if you're at work and your boss is getting on your nerves and you really don't want to be there, but try to make the best of it. Try to make it. You have to go through the day anyway. So try to make the best of it. Don't let all these things come into your life and take over and not do anything about it, because when you come to realize it, your chances are taken away from you. The chances of getting a better job, better money, chances of having children, having a family, the chances of living a fruitful life, being successful at something you love. Not necessarily does that always have to be regarding of what you do, but if you are going out there and you're putting applications in places where you're just going because you just need a job, you're not going to be happy at that job, at the job that you get. You're not going to be happy. You're going to be feeling like, oh, my God, okay, I have to do this because I need the money. But you're not really doing something that you want to really do. You know, we don't always have choices. You know, bills need to get paid. So we're going to go with what comes first. But if, like I was saying, you put in applications and you're going out there and you're not really putting yourself out there, you're just filling out applications and dropping off resumes, how can you expect a job to really get to you? You have to go out there. You have to put yourself out there. You have to be willing to receive from the universe like we give to the universe. You have to be willing to receive that. It's not always going to go your way, but always think of it this way. Even if it doesn't go your way, it's still going your way. Why? Because you're still going to get what you need. Regardless, we're all God's children. We're all going to get what we need. It's just a matter of learning how to listen to yourself, how to let the alchemy, the change of being stuck in a situation and moving along and moving forward and becoming who you really, really want to be.
Okay, I want to thank Stars Belladonna for that great topic discussion, and we're starting just a tiny bit early with our one-question readings here. I'm going to start with Stars Maya. Let's connect with her, and her first caller is going to be Freddie. Hi, Stars Maya. Let me connect you with Freddie. He's our first caller.
Okay.
Hiya, Freddie. Go ahead. You're connected with Stars Maya. You can ask her your question.
Hi, Maya. How you doing?
I'm good, Freddie. How are you today?
I'm okay. I can't complain.
Okay. And what question did you have for me today, Freddie?
You know, I've been kind of in a downward spiral for a while now, you know, just with work and my relationship and everything, and, you know, I was wondering maybe like a year from now, where I'd be at, you know, if things are going to get any
better.
Okay,
so we're in a downward spiral. Things have not been easy for you, and it seems like there's been a lot of difficulty and challenges in all areas of your life, and then what's happening is, I feel like it's kind of a vicious circle. So the work is affecting the relationship is affecting work, and it's all affecting you. And do you have children, Freddie?
I do not have any children.
Okay. I keep getting a younger person that seems like there's some kind of stress there with the younger person. It maybe not a child like 6 or 8, but definitely a younger person, someone, I'm 54, someone that would be more like a child or a very young person. Does that bring anyone to mind or anyone that you could think of, maybe like a niece or a nephew or anyone that's been going through a rough time that is affecting your life or your partner's life at all?
There is a person, she's definitely not a younger person. It's actually my mother. She's sick, and I actually take care of her. And so it's close, but she's nowhere near young. She's much older than I am, of course.
I wonder why I keep getting this.
But it's almost like taking care of a child, because I basically help her and do everything for her, and, you know, I love her very much.
Now that makes sense. That may be why I picked up this childlike energy, is because that is how it seems to you. And I don't do astrology, but my guides help me tune in if I can have your date of birth, and I really only need your month if you don't mind giving me that, Freddie.
It's October.
October. Okay. So you're coming out of, my guides are telling me right now that you're coming out of a 3-year cycle of almost a depressive cycle, difficult. They say that there was a lot of karmic lessons that needed to be learned, and they're being honest with me, and they're telling me that during this 3-year period and prior, some choices and decisions that you made were maybe not the best. And so they kind of, some of them came back and bit you. And, you know, we all make mistakes, so it's not like this is that I'm coming down on you or I'm trying to be harsh with you. But they're just letting me know that some choices that were made that were maybe made in the past have come back. And they're telling me, actually, you said, you know, this downward spiral, but they're telling me 3 years. And it's 3 years, it's kind of a woeful time where you're working off some karmic debt and you're learning a lot of lessons. And what I'm also being shown is that by the time your birthday comes in October, October through November, things are going to start to change around for you and you're going to get your mojo back and you're going to feel a lot more empowered and a lot more in control. And a lot of these issues are going to start to be resolved. Now, I don't want you to think that there's going to be a magic wand waved and all your problems are going to suddenly disappear and you're going to win the lottery and live happily ever after, because that would be a fairy tale. I want to let you know, have faith and be positive and try to look for towards the future, because I'm being shown a very strong path for you. Again, this is going to be October to, you know, starting in October, and you're really going to start to see significant changes by December of this year, and you're going to feel very much in control, because you don't feel in control of your life. It just seems like even if you try to do the right thing or you try to make a good decision, it feels like it backfires. So all this is going to change significantly for you, and I'm shown that when you hit into 2014, it's going to be a whole new world. You have so much to look forward to, Freddie. There's really a lot of great things headed your way, and mostly they're going to come from inside. The way you're going to feel about yourself and your life, it's going to make a huge difference. And although there may still be some lingering problems and issues to deal with, you're gonna have the strength and the faith to deal with them, and they're not gonna keep knocking you down like you feel down to me, you feel suppressed to me or oppressed. And so God bless you, Freddie, and I want you to really pin your hopes. You know, October, when you think of it, what, a few months away, really.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got some great years ahead of you. And from there, you're out of all this this negative cycle here, and everything will improve, every aspect of your life. And most of all, inside, the way you feel about things is going to improve, and that's going to help you to make good choices and improvements in job, relationship, everything. So did you have any questions? I know we have to keep our time to a minimum so that everybody gets...
Just honestly, you kind of blew me away there, because you said a lot of things and you hit them dead on, and that's nothing close to what I was expecting. I really appreciate your feedback and thank you so much. And I am trying to stay very positive and I appreciate it. Thank you.
Good, Freddie. I appreciate you taking the time to let me know that. God bless you, and you hang in there, sweetheart. It's going to get better. And hopefully you can see me sometime or one of the other experts on starpsychics.com.
Definitely. I will definitely do that.
You take care of yourself, Freddie.
You too. Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you, Freddie, for coming to us. And she's awesome, isn't she?
Pretty awesome. Thank you.
Yeah,
so
pretty
much.
Awesome. Yeah, pretty awesome. I own the site, and they're all awesome. I mean, really, but... when you get to talk with them like this, which in a short time you're going to be able to talk to all of the experts, as she calls them, experts that I have, we're incorporating voice chat in the room, which nobody has anywhere. So that's being tweaked right now as we're speaking, as a matter of fact. So that's going to be all new. And come back and see us, okay?
Definitely. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Thank you, Stars Maya. Great job.
You are welcome.
And now what I'm going to do is I'm going to go and give Stars Belladonna the next one. So, and then you'll be the one after that. So hold on.
Okie dokie.
Hi, Ace. How are you tonight?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Oh, good. Oh, good. Did you enjoy that last reading?
You know what? It was really awesome. I love the way, you know, he asked very specific things. He told her all about it, and she just came up with it, and she's like, listen, you know, things will get great.
Well,
just hang in there. It's
well,
awesome.
Guess what? You're going to have Stars Belladonna tonight.
Oh, that's great.
Great. Okay. So hold on and let me get her on the air.
You got it.
Okay, my little Stars Belladonna, I've got Ace here for you, and he's going to ask you his one important question.
Hi.
Hey, Belladonna, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. Listen, you know, I've been having a big issue with my personal business, and the fact of the matter is that, you know, I've trained something in becoming a professional wrestler for a long time, and it's one of the biggest things in my life, and I've trained for so long. And now I have the opportunity to become a trainer and pass my knowledge along to other people. And I see that this is what you guys do. You pass knowledge along and, you know, you pass good faith and stuff. And, you know, sometimes it's really hard dealing with people. My question is, you know, starting a business, am I going to do well in this business? Is it going to come back and, you know, and give me great benefits that it's given me? And, you know, are my students going to be happy with the knowledge that I'm passing along?
Well, Ace, your students are happy with you already, and I think you know that. As far as starting your own business, you have blockages on the road. You have blockages. You have people that do not want to see you succeed, but you're fighting against it, and that's what's important. I don't do guides, but I do tarot. And I'm going to read to you. The first one is you're kind of in the ups and downs with the business that you were talking about. And if you can put yourself into it, it definitely will pay off. It will take off. It will get you to where you want to go. But you have to put more of it. It's more like you're indecisive of what you're going to do. The next card, I can see that actually you have money coming towards you. And it's not like you're going to win the lottery or anything like that, but definitely you're financially okay. Not as well as we all would hope to be, but you actually definitely do have money coming in. And I would say, yes, you do have the opportunity to start your business. Is there anything else? Hello?
I think we lost him. I think he dropped. So
yeah.
I'm sorry about that. I just noticed that because I have some other calls
okay.
coming in. That's a lot of nerve. But I think he's back. Hold on.
Okay.
Hi, Ace. Is that you? Ace, did I lose you? Oh, okay.
Okay.
So,
hi, Ace.
So
are you there?
Something happened with the phone. I don't know what happened.
Okay, you're back with Belladonna. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Okay.
So go ahead, Belladonna, you telling me?
Okay. The first card that I pulled up, I don't know if you were listening, basically you're indecisive of what you want to do.
Right.
It's basically telling you have the answer. It's basically just stating you have the answer to that question, whether you do want to go on and do this or do you want to go on and do something else. It's weighing on you, but I do see that you have money coming in. You have some type of money coming in. I don't know if this is business related or otherwise. I'm not telling you you're going to win the lottery, but definitely that I have two cards, which is both pentacles and both revolving around financial institutions, and this is basically what it's telling you.
Okay.
So you do have money coming in, whether it may be a little bit amount or a lot, I can't tell you that, but it is definitely something. And I also see a home.
Okay.
I see actually is a happy home.
Good.
I also see struggling.
Yeah.
With emotions.
Yeah.
Emotional struggle, I see.
Yeah.
And I also see changes.
Good.
Something drastic. Something's going to change drastically. Not for the better. You have very good cards, but there's definitely a change.
Okay. Yeah, I was hoping that because you know, this has been on my mind for several years now, and I basically have the shot to help other people, and even though, you know, sometimes you, like you were talking about, you know, you have these emotions that of fear and of doubt, and you know, are you good enough? Are you knowledgeable enough? And I think you just helped me out a whole bunch. I really appreciate that, Belladonna.
I see more. I see a lot of people looking up to you. I see you standing tall and proud.
Mm-hmm.
I see money again.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I see more money.
Okay.
Basically, the message that the cards are giving to you is to follow your heart, follow what you are meant to do. And this is something that I see in the cards that you are meant to do. I see children. I see judgment. And I see
Wow.
you caught in between the change.
Wow.
You're going to be caught in the change. You're going to have to make a decision.
Okay.
But it's kind of a drastic decision that you may have to make. It's
okay.
not necessarily negative. It's a positive thing. These are all positive cards that have just come up.
Okay, great.
And the call of judgment is basically just telling you that it's something you have to make up your mind of what it is that you want. But
okay.
with the students that you do have now, everything's showing up that they do look up to you. They actually see you as someone, a true teacher.
Wow. That's great to hear. You know, I hear that from them a lot, but it's great to hear that someone else can actually see that being a third party. So I really appreciate that.
Sounds like you're a natural ace to me.
Thank you. I really hope I am, because this is one of the biggest decisions I've ever had to make in my life. And
I can hear it in your voice that you would be
yeah.
a good teacher. So Belladonna is right on the money.
She is. Thank you so much. You guys are awesome.
You're welcome. Come back and see us, okay? I've got other callers waiting.
Thank you guys.
So much. Okay.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay, Stars Maya, I've got somebody waiting here on the line for you. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great.
Hi,
okay, Sharon, you're on the air with Stars Maya. Go ahead and ask her your important question.
Hi, Stars. I was just wondering if you could pull two cards for me.
Okay, is this Sharon?
Yes.
Yes, Sharon, I don't do tarot cards. Would you like to speak to Belladonna? Because she does tarot cards.
Oh. I was
and Natalie could switch you over to her. I don't use any kind of... I basically rely on my guides in connection to spirit. So if you like tarot cards, that's fine. We can switch you over to Belladonna, and she could do your question for you using the cards. Because we want you to be happy.
I'm happy. You took my call.
Okay. That answers that, Maya. Go ahead.
Okay, so go ahead, Sharon. What's your question?
Employment.
Employment.
Business.
Okay.
Well, the first thing I get is it seems like you've been really scattered, like in a lot of different directions. And I'm feeling nothing's been a good fit so far. Nothing's worked out. And my guides are sharing with me, I do feel that something is going to come up here for you, and I feel like it's going to be a lot more satisfying than what you either have now if you're even working. It feels really iffy to me if you're even working right now. If you are, you're not happy at what you're doing, and it seems like there's just been a rough road with work and business. Are you trying to start something, and is there another person involved at all? Because I feel like you have a couple different ideas when it comes to working in business.
Yes.
Okay.
But I got some bad news about them today, so they're gone.
They're gone. Okay. And I feel that that's actually, that worked out in your favor. So
it did.
Yes, it did. So you already know that. So I do feel like you're going to be successful. I'm seeing that you may need to take what I'm going to call a job, meaning, you know, it puts money on the table, you know, it supports you. I feel like it's going to be probably about 6 months' time, but after that, I feel there's going to be a real breakthrough, and this dream that you've had or this business that's been on your mind that's, you know, been motivating you, I do feel like it's going to come to fruition. I do feel that it's going to be successful. It's just going to be a slow starter, and you have just a little bit more time before you're quite there yet. So I feel like there could be a couple different job opportunities that come and go, and you might, you know, you might take this one and, like, you're like, oh, this doesn't, you know, this isn't really where I want to be. But that's okay. These are steps. And they're helping you to learn, and they are preparing you for the ultimate descent into your own business. And I do feel like there is going to be a partner with this business at some point, and this is going to be actually very advantageous to you. So when the time comes, you may be a little hesitant, but just try to remember back on this reading, it's really going to be to your advantage to go ahead and take a partner on at that time, because this person is going to be able to add a lot, and together your success will be tenfold what it could be separately. So I do feel success for you. I feel like, again, you have about 6 months to go, and things are going to kind of be up in the air for you during those 6 months, but ultimately I do see success for you in a business. So what my guys are telling me is relax, girl. Sharon, they're telling me, relax, don't run around, don't get yourself too fired up. This is all going to work out, and divine timing is always the best timing.
I appreciate that, and I do take that with a good heart.
Good. I'm glad, because I send everything with light and with love. And God bless you, Sharon. And I'll be so happy for you when success finally does come knocking at your door, and you can be that person that you want to be. And much
thank
love and light,
Sharon. Thank you.
Thank you, Sharon, for coming to see us tonight. Come back and see us, and do go to the site at starpsychics.com. Great job, Maya, as usual. I have another caller coming in, and we'll give that caller over to Stars Belladonna.
Hello.
Okay, Stars Belladonna, let me connect you. I'm going to connect you with Kimberly right now, so hold on.
Hello.
Kimberly, go ahead. You're on the air with Stars Belladonna.
How are you, Kimberly?
Good. How are you, Stars?
I'm good. How can I help you today?
Yeah, I'm moving from South Carolina to Georgia, and I've been teaching, and I just want to know if I'm supposed to stay in teaching. I've been teaching 8 years, but I'm looking at jobs outside of teaching. They're still in education, but jobs outside of teaching.
Okay, still in education, but outside of teaching. Correct. Are you thinking child development maybe, or
it's, teacher development. One of the jobs and another job is at a company where they actually help school systems with curriculum development.
Okay. Okay, so something in the lines of maybe an educational coordinator or something of some
yes,
sort?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. I can definitely look that up for you. Give me a moment. It's not as easy to...
Sure,
with the,
sure.
The cards are kind of a little scattered. Okay. I see can't even understand. I understand what it's saying. I'm just trying to put it in a way where I can actually explain it to you.
Mm-hmm.
I see a lot of change. The first card that came up was basically what you were telling me a little bit about, which is lack of business. You're not happy where you are you?
No.
Yeah
that's why I'm leaving. Yeah.
It's weighing you down. It's kind of like putting you in a rut. And what you can do, I mean, I'm trying to see if I see more of what you asked me. Sometimes when we read the cards, sometimes it'll come out like differently. It doesn't give you a specific yes or no answer.
Okay.
So bear with me. I actually see you like being weighed down more than anything. Like it's something. You're struggling with it. You're kind of like in sorts, like you're not sure. Doesn't mean it's not going to happen. Okay. I see a dramatic change. I see a big change, actually. You said you're moving, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So that could be it. I'm actually seeing opportunities for you. I'm just looking to see if it's still in the educational field.
Okay.
I see money, extra money. I see financial stability. And I see a turning point. Basically, Kimberly, what I'm seeing here is many different things that are going to occur for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically telling me you're okay. The move, the money's going to be there.
Okay.
The move is there.
Okay.
The money is going to be there. You're struggling. You're with your inner self, basically. All that is going to come to an end. It's going to turn. It's going to have a turning point for you. So I can't see if it's an education the way you want it to be, but it's definitely a change, and it's one that's going to be very good for you.
Okay.
I see more money coming in.
Okay.
So you have financial stability coming. That's definitely there. Whether it's an education, I can't really tell you, but
okay.
It's definitely a change, and it's a change of job, it's a change of situation, change of living. Everything looks, you know, good. I'm not gonna sit here and tell you it's gonna go peachy. You're gonna have some stumble upon a couple of things, but it's not anything that you can't work over.
Okay.
It's definitely something that it's coming your way. It may take its time, but it's definitely there.
Okay.
Okay, so you hang on to that, because if that's something that you really, really want to do, and even though it's not picking up that it's in education, it's definitely something that you want to do, because you got all happy cards, as I like to call
okay.
them. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
I hope I helped you out a bit.
Yeah, you did.
Okay, that's great to hear that.
Thank you, Kimberly.
All
come
right.
back and
thank
see
you.
Us, and do go to starpsychics.com. Thanks, Belladonna.
Yes,
awesome job.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye, Kimberly.
Okay, Tiffany, are you there?
I am.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to connect you with Stars Maya. Stars Maya, I have Tiffany on the air for you.
Okay. Good evening, Tiffany. How are you today?
I am doing very well.
Good. It's nice to speak with you. And what question did you have for me? This is Maya that you're speaking to.
Nice to meet you. Are you pretty good with time frames?
I am pretty good with time frames, as good as we all can be. We all have free will, and so that can sometimes shift time frames, but I will try to be as accurate as I can with you on that time frames.
Okay, and then before I ask my question, how do you get your answers? Do you get your answers because you're natural-born clairvoyant, or how do you get your answer?
Well, I believe that I have a gift from God that allows me to connect with spirit or with my guides. And so the
okay.
information is given to me in that way. So sometimes I'm naturally born this way from the time that I was a little girl. And information comes in the form of numbers and symbols that I've learned over the years to interpret what a certain symbol would be. Sometimes it'll flash in my head a movie or the song lyric. So that's how the information usually comes to me. Sometimes it's a picture in my head, words. That's how I get my information.
Okay, very good. Yeah, because I'm not a big fan of the tarot cards. I'll deal with them. But I'd rather have someone that connects to spirit. That's my personal opinion, you know, my personal preference.
Sure. Everybody, there's many, many people that love astrology. There's many people that love tarot cards, the pendulum, runes. Everyone's got a preference. I do not use any tools in my readings.
Very good. Okay, so my question to you is, I would like to know a time frame of when you see Daniel approaching me, wanting a full commitment in the relationship, and also wanting to start living together as like a family.
Okay. Okay, and my guides are giving me a 6 on that. And can you tell me, Tiffany, how long you and Daniel have been together as a couple?
Well, we're not quote-unquote a couple.
Okay,
we
kind of thought maybe it was kind of a little bit iffy. So first we have to ask, is the potential here for Daniel to be a life partner? Is correct?
Yes.
And I would say that, yes, my guides are telling me that, yes, the potential is here. Daniel is, he's got a lot of fear around him, and he
yeah.
feels like commitment to him equates with
loss of self and freedom and a lot of drama. So I feel like he maybe has had some past experiences that have been bad. And that could even be family. That it could be family. It could also be, you know, a traditional relationship, marriage, live-in relationship. So the first part of the question is the potential there for Daniel to be a life partner? And the answer to that is yes. As far as the time frame, I got a six. Sorry? Hello?
I'm here.
Hold on.
Okay. I got a six, and I feel like it's 6 months is when this relationship is going to shift into the direction of a future that you're envisioning and that you're wanting. You're wanting the whole kit and caboodle, as they say. You're a little bit more emotionally ready than Daniel is. And so my guides are showing me a six, and they're letting me know that in about 6 months' time frame is when Daniel's going to be ready to open up. And once he opens up and things get more defined as boyfriend, girlfriend, or partners, everything else will follow fairly quickly. Does that make sense, Tiffany?
Yes. Now, do you feel like he will be living with me within 6 weeks, though?
No, I don't feel he will be living with you in 6 weeks, no.
Okay. So you feel it's going to take 6 months for him to live with me?
I feel it could be sooner than that, but what I feel his huge breakthrough that he needs to get him completely out of his emotional state of fear, and the way that he's defining relationship is not a very healthy way. So all that has to be fixed inside of him. He has to do that himself, and my guides are telling me that it's basically going to take right at about 6 months for all that to be cleared out. Now, it is possible, I mentioned in the beginning about free will, if Daniel works harder and he communicates with his guides, even if he does so subconsciously, if he enlightens himself and he begins to learn his lessons and he lets go of these fears and the way he's defined love and commitment, again, it's not healthy, and it's not really even true. Love and commitment is a great, wonderful thing. It's the greatest experience we can have in this lifetime, I feel. If he can break through those barriers sooner, then there's every possibility that this could happen sooner. But what I'm getting is I'm getting a six, and I feel 6 weeks is too soon. I don't feel that he, you know, he could move in, and that would be possible, but I don't feel that he would be 100% in the game if he did. Do you follow me?
Yes, I do. Absolutely. Yes, I do.
Okay. So what my guides are saying to me is they're suggesting that you concentrate and you send him subliminal messages, and I call it soul calling, and you keep manifesting for him that we have a future together, you know, take your time, work through this, you can do this, we have a great future together. They're telling me that if you concentrate on the outcome and not worry so much about if it'll be tomorrow and, you know, the time frame, that this could actually even happen faster and a lot more harmoniously. So they're saying, try not to fight this, I guess is what they're saying. Try to have faith in the outcome and faith in Daniel being able to come through. And what you want, you don't want Daniel to move in and then feel uncomfortable or have regrets or have questions or he's quiet and you're like, Daniel, what's wrong? What's wrong? Are you sorry you moved in? Are you feeling bad? You want him to do it 100,000,000%. This is what I want. I know this is what I want, and this is what I want for the rest of my life. Right, Tiffany?
Right. Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. And that's what my guides are telling me. That is a feasible outcome, a very likely outcome, and that's what they're showing me. They just don't feel that it's going to happen as soon as you'd like.
Right, yeah, because I've been dating him on and off for about 11 months. So it's coming up. June will be 1 year. So
right. So you're right at a time where, you know, this goes back to our ancestors, where we need a man to tend the fire. This is our generational DNA. And what I'm getting from you is the time in your life, it's a time when it's very important to you, even subconsciously, to get your man, to get everything settled, and that's the kind of person you are. Okay, we know each other. You know, this is silly. This is crazy. You know, let's get moved in. Let's start making plans to maybe get married. Let's get this done.
Right, right. Especially since I've known him since I was a kid. So we're talking, I know him 30 years, been dating him for 1 year. So it's like, come on, I need another move here. You know, something's got to shift.
Right, right. I totally understand that. And you know, technically, you're absolutely correct, but he has to move in his own time because you want the move to be one of total confidence and desire on his part. You don't want it to be iffy. You want him to clear out, you know, it's like a closet. You want him to clear that closet out completely and come forward. But, yes, I agree. He knows you. He knows what you're like. He knows what you're about. He knows the kind of person you are. He knows you're the best thing he'll ever find. He knows these things. And you're like, Daniel, what is the problem? Let's do this. And he will do it. He's just going to take a little bit more time. But I really feel from everything that I'm being shown by my guides and by spirit that the little bit of time longer that you're going to wait is going to be so much, so beneficial to you both as a couple and life partners in the long run that you'll look back and you'll say, you know what, it didn't matter. What matters is now we're happy. And I don't have to feel, you're not going to have to feel that you have to question, is he okay? Is he comfortable? Is he sure? Even though
so
I know that, you know in your heart that he's sure.
Right.
So he is going to move. He's being a little bit of a turtle right now. But, you know, he is going to turn into a rabbit or a racehorse. And once that cleansing comes and that enlightenment comes, he is going to move, and believe it or not, he's going to be very assertive and very aggressive in moving this thing along. He's going to surprise you, Tiffany.
Wow. Well, like I said, he started making forward advances just in April, too. He took other steps to move our relationship to another level, if you know what I mean. So, you know, more stuff is going on in our relationship. And, you know, he's starting to spend the weekends here, so he never did that before. So, you know, these things are changing.
Right,
but,
right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right. So things are changing, and he's every time he does something like that, he's working through his own little personal demons, if you want to, you know, use that term. And so he's getting closer and closer. And I feel that when he does make that final move and he makes that commitment, and I definitely feel that, you know, marriage is definitely, you know, something that both of you want and is going to happen, that I see Daniel as not just a soulmate but a life partner. You know, not every time a soulmate connection comes along does that become a life partner. I see this as a lifetime relationship. So he is making positive strides. And if we look at the big scheme of life, the time, we can let go of that time factor a little bit as long as we're seeing progress and as long as we know that the end of that journey is going to result in everything that we've wanted, and it's going to be both, not just one. So I really feel that you have a lot to be thankful for and a lot to look forward to.
Very nice. Well, that's very good. So you're saying around November he'll move in, because that's about 6 months from now.
In fact, my guides were just showing me, you know, they don't want to give away any surprises that he might have, but they were showing me something very special as a birthday or a Christmas gift. So if your birthday's around the holidays, then it could be birthday. Otherwise, a special Christmas gift. So I feel like
birthday,
right at that time.
My birthday is August the 29th. It's coming up this summer.
Okay. Okay. It could actually be then. That could actually, that would make sense to me. So there you have it.
Well, very good.
So be sure and visit us for you know, additional questions or more in-depth reading, be sure and visit us at starspsychics.com, and that's stars, S-T-A-R-Z, psychics.com. And it was such a pleasure to speak with you, Tiffany. God bless you and good luck.
And you are psychic Maya, correct?
Stars Maya, that is correct.
Okay, yes, I will write that down and I will keep in touch with you, absolutely.
It would be great. I would love that, Tiffany. I would love to share your journey. And thank you for sharing with us this evening.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Tiffany. Come back and see us and do visit her at starspsychics.com.
Oh,
thank you, Stars Maya.
You.
We have one more reading, and even though we're beyond the hour, it doesn't matter, but I have one more person here. I just have to connect everybody. Had a great show tonight, I want to say. Okay, Rose Maria, are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to connect you with Stars Belladonna. Okay, Stars Belladonna, I have Rose Maria on the air for you.
Hi, Rose Maria. I'm Stars Belladonna. How can I help you?
I was wondering if you see a reconnection with an old friend.
You want to know if I see a reconnection with an old friend? Okay. Just allow me some time to sort the cards. Okay. Do you want to give me a little bit more detail, or is it a specific,
I haven't heard from him for a while.
Okay. How long is a while?
A couple months.
Okay. Yes. That was the first card, guys.
Anytime soon, because I got to get, like, stuff ready and get shipped out. I need some help because I don't want to call.
A close friend, a loved one, and it doesn't give me specifics like how soon, but from what I'm getting here is that this close friend and you are going to be very happy. It's just blessed. It's like a blessed union, so to speak. I'm not sure about the time frame, sweetie, but I do. That was the first card that came out, and it was a yes. So, I do see. Let me see if I can get you to a time frame.
Cool. Or you will just see my stuff there. Well, by the time I get there, you don't want to call me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, but let's see. I'm trying to give you the best time frame I possibly can.
Darn free will.
I hear that one.
Just like I just should call and that's it. Or just make them surprised that my stuff is there, and I'm not there yet.
Well, it's going to take a little time. It's slowly but surely in progress. Not exactly a good time frame, but, yeah, it's in progress. So you will either hear from him soon or see him soon.
Month's time. He'll see me soon. Within a month.
Well, it's showing your will, which is strong. Which is a strong one, I may add. Very strong willed, which is a good thing. And basically what I'm really, really getting is it's just a matter of time before it happens. You know what I mean? Like, it's not exactly going to be today or tomorrow, but you never know. The time frame is just going to be slow. It's going to be a very slow time frame.
Yeah, 8 months.
If you leave it in his hands, I'm saying.
If I leave it up in his hands?
If you leave it in his hands, it's going to take a long time.
I should call him then. Due time.
In due time. But yes, I do see reconciliation. I see a union, which is you guys. That was the first card right off the back. I see you in a position of power emotionally. It's just a matter of his pride, I'm going to say.
Like, meaning in what way? In his pride?
His pride, he's probably just as strong-willed as you are and is not willing, I guess, to make the first call.
Because he did wrong, that's why. He let me go home. Now he's going to see my stuff at his doorstep before I get there because I have nowhere else to store it temporarily until I get there.
Okay, well, they're telling you to be careful with the moves that you make. Be very careful. Be alert. I see change. I don't see emotional change, I just see change. So
the move in a bad way or bad way in a good way?
Not in a bad way. It's just change itself. Like, it's not good, it's not bad, it's just a change. It could be a change in you, it could be a switch of who does it first, who makes the first call. Definitely I see a lot of change.
Yeah, I have to do
positive, actually. Let me just clear that as positive.
Yeah, I'm the one that's relocating for a new location, new job. So that's why I was wondering if he's going to communicate with me before or is he going to see my stuff before I get. He won't know when I'm coming in. He'll see my stuff. I think before I get there, he knows something's up.
Yeah. This is actually it's showing you a position of power.
With him.
With yourself.
Gotcha. Because he starts freaking out, but like, what the hell is her stuff here? What is she? And she's not here yet. And what's going on?
Yeah, it's more like you guys both have very powerful energies and it's going to be kind of hard for, like, if he picks up the phone first, he's not going to do that. If he does, it's maybe that's the part of the change, that he'll pick up the phone first or knock on your door or something. But it's definitely there. You are going to meet up with him again.
So he won't call then, unless he sees my face. All right, because I had somebody, no, I don't know if you could answer this for me or not, because somebody did call me, unknown, well, I know, the number came up towards me on my caller ID, but I don't know who, where it came from, who it belongs to. Can you sense that, or, I'm not sure, I think I have an idea. It's not his, I know that.
I don't think it was him. I don't see it as a personal call.
Nobody has.
The call that came through, I don't think it was him. I strongly feel that it wasn't a personal call at all.
Nobody has my number. Harley, from there.
Could have been a wrong number, but it wasn't. Definitely wasn't a personal call.
Or they took the number from his phone and called me.
Possibly.
Okay, gotcha.
I hope that I can. I hope I helped a little bit. I mean,
he's gonna get a call for that one too, because I didn't like what time it was when I got a call. Cool. So somebody basically took his phone and got my number and dialed it. Okay, I can play that trick too.
Well,
thank you, Rosa Maria, for coming tonight. And if you'd like a more in-depth reading with her, with Stars Belladonna, you're welcome to go to starspsychics.com.
Yes, I'm on right now.
Yeah, she's there. It's a little bit easier when it's one-on-one than being on the air. And then you can ask as much as you want. But I'm glad you came, and I'm glad that she stayed for you, because we are over the time now. So have a great evening, okay? Keep smiling, okay?
Thanks.
That's the biggest thing.
Bye.
Thank you, Stars Belladonna. You did an awesome job.
Thanks.
And everybody in the chat room, that's it for tonight. We'll see you next week, same time, same station. And do go to starpsychics.com for all the needs that you have. We have an emporium there. We have the blog is there. You can read the magazine, which is Mystic Living Today, is there. Lots of good stuff. Okay, my Belladonna, you did an awesome job. Thank you.
Thank you.
And then we're going to do another topic, and I'll get with you then, okay?
Okay, yes, definitely part two to that one.
Okay, great. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you. Good night. Bye.